Oh my goodness. It's another episode of the Variable Podcast. Today I was joined by Drew Sample of the Sample Hour, a fine podcast that I was fortunate enough to be the guest on. Go check them out. And towards the end, the podcast was crashed by Yuck Nasty and Doggo Baby from the Get in the Corner podcast. Check them out as well. We had a good time. Nothing serious. Just kind of had a little light conversation. But I enjoyed it. I hope you do too. Go fuck yourselves.
Your fucking literary references fucking boggle me. I'm like, where the fuck did he read about this guy? That's pretty cool, dude. I respect that, like, you read your own shit. You know what I mean? Like, you got your own likes and tastes.
Yeah. And I mean, there's some good stuff.
You know, what's on Goodreads? Victor Arameda. It's on Goodreads. I'll have to check it out on my iPhone.
Well, that's
either or.
It's Jean-Paul Sartre's middle names.
Victor Amida?
Yeah.
Okay, because when I'm looking it up, it's saying it's Danish. Like Danish, it's by Soren Kierkegaard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. I've changed it since then.
Are you thinking of L.P. Stillwater?
No, that's a character from a Dean Koontz novel.
That's pretty sweet.
Mr. Murder. Which,
Mr. Murder.
Yeah, it was made into a horrible made-for-TV movie with one of the Baldwin brothers.
Really?
Yeah, dude, like back in the 90s.
Like, I'm a huge... Yeah, this is actually a good pot. Are we recording right now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Kick it off from the get-go.
All right, cool. Because I was going to say, dude, I don't want to start talking about it. I'm like a huge Philip K. Dick fan.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, like, I've read a couple of his books. Like, I've read a lot of his short stories, like pretty much all the ones that were turned into movies. And I'm like, how did they turn that movie? Okay, the movie Next with Nicolas Cage, it's based on The Golden Man or something like that, and it's nothing like,
yeah,
like it's nothing like it. Like, it's just so crazy. Now, Minority Report was done pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
The original Total Recall was done cool, but like the short story is way cooler, but there's no action in that book.
Yeah, the newer one was closer to the book, but it was a shitty movie.
You know, I'm arguing...
Not shitty, but just... It could have been so much more.
No, I'm going to argue that it they like the biggest thing that was close to the book on was that it wasn't on Mars, but there was no reason to have a three-titted chick in it. It's like when they make stuff that's based off of like TV shows, like, all right, so like the Walking Dead video game, it's fucking awesome. Like, I've read all the comics and like I fucking love the comics, man. Like, the comics are
me too.
Have you read them all?
Yeah. It's been years, but yeah, I read them all. It's been at least a couple of years since I read the last one, since I finished it. But
no, they're still going.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I thought it finished it. Damn, which one?
dude, like the shit that's going on now, like I'll give you my login for Comixology, like, and I'll show the other ones. But yeah, like, dude, I got a lot of comics I pay for. I gave Izzy my login too, just because I'm like, I'm kind of a communist when it comes to like help, like sharing stuff with my friends.
Yeah.
I share media with my friends because it's like, you know, we're a collective.
Exactly.
But yeah, man.
Check that out. The one, you know, I haven't been doing anything really with graphic novels and stuff and comics in a while, except for there's a online one that's free called Romantically Apocalyptic that is beautifully drawn, and it's this crazy, like, mind-bending plot that, I mean, you really don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
And it's done by a Russian guy. But it's really good, and that's the website for it is romanticallyapocalyptic.com, I'm pretty sure. Or if you just Google that, it'll come up, I'm sure.
It's like post-apocalyptic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like after, like these are like the last few humans on Earth, and there's like the captain, and then there's like Snipey the sniper and Engie the engineer, and they all have like pissy little attitudes, and the captain, like, there's a lot of indicators that he's probably completely insane. Like, he's constantly walking around with a coffee mug with a heart on it. I don't know, it takes all kinds of weird twists and turns, and it leaves you guessing, and they're all wearing like gas masks. There's been a few times where it's made you wonder, like, is the captain a man or is the captain a woman, or maybe neither, maybe something completely, you know, alien, you know. I like it, and it, because it keeps you guessing. I've sent links to she does Muff Said, Ryan Keeley. I've sent links on Twitter to her several times, trying to get her to do a review of it on her podcast, because I know she's into comics, but no dice so far.
Oh, well.
They do every 100 episodes, because each episode is very short. It's the panels are really big. But it's only like maybe 6 to 10 panels per episode.
So it's mainly like visual art, not so much dialogue?
Yeah, not so much dialogue. And you're really left guessing. I mean, there is dialogue, but you're left guessing pretty much like any kind of like plot development that happens. They do it in such a way that you're still left with room to kind of question it.
Which
I kind of like that.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I'm a big Alan Moore fan as well. And like Alan Moore, like, he'll like straight up say that there's been like things that he's been a part of that, like the graphics, just, the artist made his text look better than what it was. Like, The Killing Joke, which is, it's a graphic novel. It's the one where the Joker like, paralyzes, Catgirl, because he's in the back, and it, like, she's ends up being in a wheelchair. And I guess, you know, and I kind of agree with him. Like the text isn't very good, but like the fucking art is amazing. Like that's the cool thing about graphic novels. My dad, shout out to my dad. He got me this for my birthday. He came down. This guy R. Crumb. He made this, the Book of Genesis illustrated, and he just basically illustrated the Bible, the Book of Genesis. Fucked up, and I had a chance to read it, but it's like the coolest gift ever. So my dad, he'll probably listen to this, and I'll give my dad some love, but dude, it's like, it's fucking thick, dude, and it has like all the text, and it's just so fucked up. And the funny thing about it is all they did was take the Bible and put art to it, and it's that's the funny thing about it. Like there's no I don't know. I just think that shit's funny. Like, but yeah, I'm a huge graphic. I don't know. You know, I wasn't really a huge graphic novel fan. It's like something I got into. Like I have a ton of comics, but I never read them as a kid. But dude, like I like when I was still working, like I was buying all the new Watchmen comics and they were okay. But ever since I like, you know, I remember hearing Duncan talking about The Walking Dead and how he spent all that money buying all those comics. Like he was on Rogan talking about how he spent like over $200 and just reading them on his iPad. And so I was like, well, I'm not going to spend that much money. But like I think I read up to 92. I got up to 92 and then I've just paid for everyone since. And it's like I'm like 110. So it's like every month it comes out, it's like $5. Dude, it's so good now, man. Like it's so fucked up. But I was looking up, like there's a cool, just because I really like on the topic of like post-apocalyptic like movies or just different stuff. And I think it's so fascinating. Like The Road is definitely a good one. But there's this crazy.
Oh, yeah. The Road was great. The book was, oh, it was really good. Cause, I mean, Cormac McCarthy, anything that he writes is going to be a home run pretty much. I've yet to read a bad book by him. Well, but the subject matter was just so hardcore. And they did capture that pretty well in the movie.
Well, I guess the only way that he approved them making that movie was all the dialogue in the movie is taken straight from the book.
Right, right.
And not all the dialogue from the book is in the movie, but all the dialogue that's in the movie is in the book. But there's another cool one, and they're actually remaking it. And it's called A Boy and His Dog, and it's actually based on
I remember that.
Don Johnson, and he plays Vic, who's supposed to be the boy.
Right.
It's originally based on some novel by Harlem Ellison.
Yeah, and the dog is like modified, like he's able to speak, right? Hang on, your audio's cutting out.
So anyways, no, I have to watch some things, but my buddy was with me a while. There's some really cool, like, that Japanese anime. I'll get the name of it for my buddy. Have you ever seen that Japanese anime? Sorry, Ray Taylor just sent me an IM. all right, never mind. Sorry, Ray Taylor. That I just beat you in, but I guess I got Ray Taylor next. Anyways, I'm sorry. That was fucking rude as hell of me.
Don't worry about it. It's all good.
But Rogan tweeted out a piece of it. It's like after like little boy or fat man hit, and it's like how the dude survived, and like his mom was like trapped underneath the house, and like you gotta go. Yeah, about living through the atomic bomb. Like there's a whole thing to watch, and I've watched a lot of it. There's a lot of cool, kind of fucked up, like simply Japanese, like I don't know, man. Like it's also so interesting to me because it's so advanced, but they like I feel like they just embraced fucked up in the stuff that like the Western civilization doesn't want to touch, and they just kind of embrace it and express it.
Yeah, it's weird and. The things that they're willing to embrace and kind of put into, you know, popular culture and the things that they kind of shy away from, which I guess is the same with us. I mean, you know, each culture has its own unique taboos that a lot of them make no sense. But I know what you mean. For me, I mean, I still, to this day, I haven't in a while and I probably should. I don't know, I might wait until I can allegedly, for entertainment purposes, smoke again. And watch Breakout Ghost in the Shell.
They have great seasonals, man. I want to go to Colorado when they and like go to their plant, try all that beer. That'd be fun. That'd be a good time. I went to give a shout out to Death Squad, Houston, like Mick Guzman and Left Right Silky and J. Scott Day and all those cool peeps. And what's that girl's name? I don't remember.
Oh, her?
yeah, Constance Black. That's her name.
Oh, yeah.
Give a shout out to her. We went to like Alexander's Brewery like a couple years ago, and it was a fun time, man. Like basically like the like trick of it is like if you buy a bigger glass, that you go in there and you have like – because they can't legally sell you beer for some reason. Like, they can only give you samples. So you pay, like, $7, and they give you, like, this dinky-ass glass. But if you buy a bigger glass, they fill up the bigger glass, and you get like 4 tokens, so you can get kind of rightfully.
That's not bad.
No, not at all. So that was a fun time, man, and there were so many people there. Like, Texas is a pretty fun place, but like we were saying before, internet in the States, man, it's like we have the most expensive and the slowest and the most controlled bandwidth. Like, we get fucked over a lot when it comes to internet, like especially like cell phones and everything else like that, man. Like, we get so screwed, like, with the signing the bullshit contracts. Like, you don't do that in Europe. Like, you don't do that anywhere else except for the States.
Yeah, if you want to make yourself sad, hold your internet bill in one hand and then search YouTube for europeanspeedtest.net videos. You will literally fucking cry. Because it's like 800 gig down, like 400 gig up, like fucking insane speeds.
Yeah, Irish Brian was saying like the slowest is 30 megs. Well, that's the slowest you can get in Limerick, Ireland, which is like the fucking hood of Ireland. So, I don't know. It is what it is. But anyways, man, we're talking about post-apocalypse. What else? What else do we want to talk about? Yeah, man.
Yeah. Shit. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, books. Yeah. That's one of the advantages of being legally confined to your house.
Yeah.
For years.
You got 2 months? Less than 2 months. You got like a month?
5 weeks. 5 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah, I can legally get my license back. I just don't have the money, but I signed up for drunk camp the other day.
Drunk camp? That sounds like a fucking blast.
I got the schedule in front of me. You want to hear about it?
Here it is. I'd love to.
Okay. So if you get a DUI in Ohio, like Columbus is like the top 10. I think maybe in 2012, they were the highest. I can't find those stats yet. But anyway, so here's my schedule, guys. Variable podcast fans, I'm at Drew Sample, by the way, just in case you don't know. Because I know my man Caleb, him and I probably have similar listeners, but I know we have different listeners. I just know we do. It's kind of the cool thing about our collective. It's like we're on a fan base. So Thursday, I need to make sure I bring a sandwich or some dinner. They're not serving me food on Thursday. This is literally what it says. No dinner will be served on arrival, so bring a sandwich or snack with you. Fantastic.
That's their opener. Awesome.
So it starts 5:30 p.m. on Thursday. So 5:30 to 6, it's registration of clients. I'm a client now. Paid $450, so I'd have a... And a client. I could have paid an extra $100 and not had a roommate, but it just wasn't worth it. I think I'm going to record. I actually think I'm going to take my Zoom with me and just record while I'm there.
Oh, you could get some brilliant, brilliant material out of that.
Just talk about. So, all right, so let's break down the day. Let's break down the day today. Okay, so then from 6 to 6:30, we're going to have an overview of the program, rules, expectations, question and answer period. Yeah, I'm going to ask a bunch of questions. And then from 6:30 for the next 3 hours, a brief physical assessment by their RN and luggage check. Complete necessary paperwork group. So that means that I'm not smoking weed because I don't know what this physical assessment is going to be. Like, oh, it's probably a breathalyzer. They're probably going to breathalyze us.
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, do you have any idea how many people are going to be at this?
It's a lot. I was, dude, they only had like 6 spots when I registered. So, but
they might piss test everybody, but I kind of doubt it, especially since it's for drinking.
Yeah. And it's kind of, you know what the fucked up laws in Ohio are though. So like there's in Delaware, Ohio, which is just north of Columbus. They can legally force you to take blood. Like, they can legally do that, which is super fucked up. Like, that's,
yeah.
I would never live there because those fucking idiots voted that in. But if you have a metabolite, a marijuana metabolite, that's an automatic OVI. That's an automatic DUI.
Yeah, which, by the way, I know firsthand that you can go
6 months.
Well, for me, it took about 3.5 months. of not smoking to get all the metabolites out of my system.
That is fucking crazy. So after that, security officer / emergency procedure / wrap up, read list of roommates, clients to their rooms. Whoa, I have to hang out with my shit for 3 hours before I can even check in and put my shit away.
Yeah, just chilling like in some waiting area while people get breathalyzed and get their bags tossed.
I think I'm just going to take I'm probably just going to take my laptop, power supply, Zoom charger, two mics and two cables. I wonder what they're going to say about the mics. I'm going to be like, I just want to interview people. It's kind of like a side project I've done to
bat. You're a singer. Tell them you're trying to get on American Idol next year.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
The more elaborate the lie, the better with those fucking people, in my opinion. Because it's more fun, you know, telling the silliest shit you can think of.
Well, we might just sing. I'm like, well, I don't just sing for anybody.
Pull the Step Brothers. There's only one person I've ever sang before.
Yeah, it's my
yeah, my mom.
All right, so Friday morning, 8 a.m. We get done at 9:30 p.m., but guess what? We got to be up at 8 a.m. No, I have to be – it's 8 a.m. to 8:30 breakfast, 8:30 p.m. a.m. to 11 a.m. It's prevention time. Then
what exactly are they preventing? Just anything? We're going to be preventing things. We can't go into details, but things will be prevented.
I have no idea. We get a break from prevention after almost 3 hours of prevention time. It's like 2.5 hours of prevention. I get a 15-minute break, and then guess what? Back to prevention, 11:15.
Dude, they better be like settling this shit with North Korea. I mean, that much time dedicated to preventing things. Let's get some shit done here, people.
I hope so. But after prevention, I got to eat some lunch. So for 45 minutes, I'm going to eat lunch. Then it's risk reduction for another 2 hours, 2 hours and 45 minutes. And then I get a break. But literally every day, I go from 8 a.m. to like 9:15 p.m. Except for Saturday. Oh, no. Sorry. They just have a big break because one activity that's a half hour is a lot of stuff that I'm going to do. But every day, it's like 8 a.m. to 9:15 p.m. Except for Sunday, I get out at 4 and then I'm done. Then I check out and then they let me know if I need more counseling.
Which you will. I don't know. Is it going to cost you more money if you do?
Here's how it works in Ohio. So I paid for the most expensive one. So if you pay for the most expensive, like prevention therapy, you won't need more therapy.
Yeah.
And also, my lawyer sends them a lot of people from DUIs, so I'll probably get a pass based on who my lawyer is, because that's the way our justice system works, people.
Yes, it is.
So I'm going to get out of the system, and like, look, I lucked out. Like, my lawyer got me off the way he knew how, and it took 7 months, but fuck it. Like, I paid $3,500 that I'm paying. I just paid $450 for that. I got to pay another $475 to get my license back after that. But guess what? Ultimately, I made the decision to go drink and drive. So that's on me, man. I mean, like, you know, I really did have some problems. Like, I was really I was a little too reckless, man. And I wasn't, I mean, just like what we talked about on my podcast, man. I mean, like, I'm Wes and I's podcast. I mean, like, you know, it's something you said on that was you have to take responsibility. And if you don't take responsibility, you won't get through it.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's not, 12 steps, 1,200 steps. If you don't own up to it, and, I mean, you know, then you're not.
Yeah.
You're going to be back in there. You're going to be back behind the wheel, intoxicated, or whatever your problem may be, whether it's.
Sex.
Yeah, sex. I mean, we as human beings can turn almost anything into an addiction. And yeah, this was the point that I actually made that did not go over very well when I was taking these fucking substance abuse classes last year, was you know, I was like, you know, because I had just finished reading Supernatural by Graham Hancock and reading, like, you know, I reread The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross by John Marco Allegro and different things. And it's like, you know, it seems to me that people have been wanting and, you know, actively doing, you know, they've been altering their consciousness for about as far back as we can study. And I was like, you know, maybe that isn't that maybe part of the human experience or part of, you know, being human is wanting to alter your consciousness and, you know, just not being able to keep that in control is when it becomes an issue. But, you know, their whole thing is not, you know, well, you shouldn't need to do any drugs and da, 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 da. And it's like, well, maybe doing drugs, maybe having a drink, maybe that's part of, I mean, maybe it seems to me that the human mind almost is like hardwired to want to be altered from time to time.
Like the, it's like the, any drug treated with the right respect can alter your consciousness positively in a sense. Right. There's certain drugs that I'm not going to fuck with. Like I've done enough, amphetamines in my day because I was prescribed them through the doctor for my ADD. But like, I think eating the mushrooms that I ate, like there's no way that I'd be on your podcast right now if I wouldn't have eaten the shrooms the day I was supposed to start a new job and get out of my trapped life. But fuck, man, I mean, like I've been really, really feel like I've been set free. Like I really feel like I know, like Wes, like, we were doing because, you know, on like the Death Squad, they have like all of our podcasts,
right. And
everybody else is all getting concerned about who did this. Oh, let me do a whole podcast about why somebody's an asshole. But no, man, like that's not me. Like I was just like, fuck, you want to promote me for free? Yeah. How can I help? How can I help promote me? Hey, there's some more information you can include about me. Like, hey, write us a summary. And I was like, okay, cool. So I was like, hey, Wes, you better write it. And the one thing that Wes wrote was really cool. Let me read it real quick. And it was like, and it was something that he just nailed. Like he just nailed about me. And it's funny the way Wes did it, but it's really clever. I mean, that's why he's clever, Wes. Oh, by the way, you know, if this is out tomorrow, if you're at the Avenue Q, you can catch Wes. He's going to be doing his first open mic. Also, we got at Gio Adesano, at the Don Baker, and of course at Key Spurlock One. This is what it said. The Samplers are right in the depths of depravity. Your captains on this journey are Drew Sample, a humanzi who taught himself to love through tripping, and Clever West, a miser, angry at the world that wouldn't have him. See hilarity ensue when mixed with alcohol, weed, and many uncensored guests. Download, so I used Audio Hijack because it lets you record like 10 minutes before. But it actually recorded the whole song, which was cool.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, the standard version will let you do like 10 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
And once you upgrade, it actually gives you like it gives you levels, bars, and like you can... I don't know. It has a lot of pretty cool features. I would recommend it. I can't remember how much it was. Like, I think
It's like $30 because I was looking into it when... Is it more or less?
I was thinking it was less, but it could... I mean, it might have been $30. Fuck, I don't know.
I think it was $30 just because when I was first recording, you were already starting it and you were talking to Jay about it. And Jay was like, yeah, Caleb said you should check this out, so give it a check. And I was like... I don't have money for that.
Yeah. I've been using it for long enough that, yeah, it's worth it.
I think that's like one of the funny things is like it's like guerrilla podcasting. Like we all have our own styles with how we record, and
exactly.
And it's really cool too because we all have our own interesting guests, and like yeah. Something that like I really liked. When we had you on was you were like, yeah, I'm having this sweet DJ on it. And I hadn't even heard of him. And you're like, well, I think he's fucking awesome. And I was like, dude, that's something I want to do. Like, I was like, so then I started like, that's, so then I reached out to this guy, T-shirt. And I was like, T-shirt, you know, you want to do my podcast? He was like, yeah. I got a lot of people that are lined up for next week. Like, I got like Death with Dignity, which is pretty cool. Like the people that backed, like, did you ever see How to Die in Oregon?
Yeah.
The people that backed that film, that's Death with Dignity. So this chick, Melissa Barber, she's going to be doing the podcast. So if you ever want to talk to them, man, let me know. And we can share some resources and support each other.
And likewise. Yeah
man.
Somebody, you know,
dude, I got to
stay in touch with most of my guests.
Yeah, me too. Like, I like hitting them up on Facebook. Like, what's weird is on my iPhone, like, I want to get rid of my iPhone because of this. I can't download Mitch Nutter's podcast. I have problems with All Four Corners podcast.
Really?
Yeah, like All Four Corners, like it won't, like I can download per episode, but that's it. Like it won't automatically populate the ones that I subscribe to.
Well, that was put up.
And Mitch Nutter's is the same.
Really? Using that podcast app?
Yeah, using the Apple podcast app. I know if you have Android, here's something that's cool. If anybody that has an Android phone, they want to listen to it. There's Stitcher, but Stitcher, the audio quality isn't as good. A lot of people like it because it does condense audio. So like I know, Postal Poet likes it because, it's like he has unlimited data, but like any cell phone throttles your data. Just like we were talking about the bullshit internet shit that we were talking about earlier. Like there's no reason for these companies to throttle our internet. They've got plenty of bandwidth, but there's no money in minutes anymore. So all they do is they throttle your data and they try to make you pay more money for data. So like if you want to get it not throttled, you have to get a cap. Like you have to have like a 2 gig or 4 gig or 6 gig plan. And then they won't throttle your data. Right. But they want you to go, they don't want you to go over, but they do want you to go over because they make like an extra $10. And that extra $10 across 100 million customers, that fucking adds up, man.
Yeah, I still have one of the, and I've had it for years and years, and Verizon doesn't offer it anymore, the unlimited data share plan.
Dude, oh, the unlimited data share plan.
Yeah, they don't offer that anymore, and they actually like, every couple, 3 months, I'll get like a letter like, you know, oh, you should switch to this or that.
Yeah.
Because they can't.
You got an old school plan, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been on Verizon for a long time. And
yeah, I worked there for like 4 years.
Yeah. My sister does some some legal work for them.
Your sister's a lawyer?
Yeah. My sister's an attorney.
Oh, no way. That's fucking badass.
Yeah. Well, there's a she's had her various trials and tribulations as far as that goes. I really can't get into all that, but
oh no, yeah, I wouldn't expect you to.
Yeah, it's she's definitely my sister, I'll put it that way.
Dude, I think it's just so cool that like we've all, like, I think it's funny because, like, you and Jay, like, you guys connected way before we even started having meetings. Like, before we all started meeting up and shit like that. Like, like you guys connected early on. Like, I, you know what was weird was, like, when I first started getting involved or really starting to, like, become a part of the community, dude, I was kind of fucked up, man. Like, I had some ego issues and stuff like that. And
me too.
And do you think that's interesting? Like, do you think we all kind of did? Like I judged it at first, dude. I straight up just judged it. Like, I straight up was like, oh, this is, these fucking losers, whatever. You know, that was my first instinct. Like, what kind of losers want to meet up with other people from the internet? But, dude, like, couldn't have been more wrong. The coolest people I've met, like, I was saying to someone earlier, like, my best friends, like, most of my best friends that I can tell, and like I could share the most private shit and I know they wouldn't judge me. I've all met on the internet, man. I mean,
that's absolutely true.
Like my fucking girlfriend I met on the internet. Like I met her on fucking OKCupid. And
well, I think like that, I think part of that is just the old perceptions of the early days of meeting people on the internet, and it was really sketchy, and there was a smaller, you know, as crazy as it sounds to, you know, maybe people that are 5 or 10 years younger than us, but, you know, like, I remember a time whenever everybody wasn't on the internet, you know, especially here in the Midwest, you know. And so I think that kind of led to a lot more sketchiness as far as, like, meeting people on the internet. But now it's like everybody's on there.
Yeah. And also, you know, what's funny, though, like, my parents actually met through, like, an old school dating service, like my mom and stepdad, who I grew up with.
Traditional.
Oh, yeah. Like, you'd listen to recorded voices and then you'd watch a video on a VHS tape of a person. Like,
that's awesome.
It is awesome because, like, you really had to pay for a service back then. Like, back then. But now, I don't know. I'm trying to get this guy on my podcast. He did this, I met him through, like, this training I was at. And he, you know, he's, like, a single dad. And he dumped a whole bunch of money. Like, he budgeted out for the year. Like, I'm going to go on, you know, a bunch of dates and figure out online dating just so I can help other people with it. The dude ended up going on, like, 50 dates with 50 different women. And
Jesus, what a fucking nightmare.
Spent, like, $5,000.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you think about it, a decent date, like, yeah, dinner and activities, that's about $100.
Oh, and he's got, like, and he had, like, all these crazy stories. So he's super busy. And also, man, I was like, you know,
I hope for his sake that led to a lot of random, strange pussy.
Yeah, and so I know he wants to write a book about it, but at the same time, because of work, I don't know if, just because of the content on my podcast, like, if, like, people get really weird about it, but I always like to give them an opt out and say, you know, you can change your identity. Like, you don't have to, like, release who you really are, just for, you know, like, safety purposes, even though, like, I mean, just like, I mean, like, it's really, if people are, but you're not just going to put it out there. Me, on the other hand, I'm kind of silly, and I just put it all out there because I was just like, whatever. And maybe that's why I'm having such a hard time finding a job. But it, yeah, man. I mean, like, it's just interesting, and I think that. But at the same time, man, like, I think that, you know. All right, so here's something I was thinking about, like the whole shit with SJM Skates. And hold on, I'm gonna adjust my mic. But well, shit, with, like, okay, so the autocorrect code that they found in the theoretical equation of the cosmos, right?
Right.
It's the same as the computer code that comprised the internet. You know, the self-correcting code that's found in the internet. It's the same code that was used to help the internet. Like, I guess when I think about the singularity and stuff like that whole theory, like, if you think about it like this, so what if that self-correcting code is something we're supposed to use for our personal lives? Like, I feel like a lot of successful marriages now, I wish I knew the stats, but I don't, so this is totally pulled out of my ass, but everybody that I met that got married to someone they met on the internet, super fucking happily married, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really weird. Or, like, even through a dating service in general. But then it's like all my friends I've met through the internet, like people that I thought were legit from the beginning. Because, you know, I don't want to say names, but there's people that I've never been cool with. And then they started showing their true colors. Like, I was associates with them on the internet, but I didn't go out of my way to talk to them. You know what I'm saying?
I know, like, exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. So that's pretty cut and dry to me. But when it comes down to, like, what if that's, like, the self-correcting code for who you're supposed to surround yourself with? Or what if, like, there's so much shit about the internet that we don't even understand. Like, we're probably not even using it correctly, even to this day. And it's just really interesting to think about it like that, like the cosmos. Like, a lot of people are trying to say it's for simulation theory. Or what if it's just something that's going to just improve our lives? Like, what if it's just something that, like, we have discovered that, I mean, like, there's a lot of weird things with, like, the Fibonacci principle and math and everything like that. Fibonacci principle probably has nothing to do with the internet, but whatevs, man. There's a lot of weird things about math that we don't understand. Yeah, so
the Fibonacci sequence is fascinating, especially whenever you hear it used in music.
Yeah.
And
That's really interesting.
I don't know if you caught Rogan's podcast with Maynard.
Yeah.
And they asked him about using the Fibonacci sequence when one of his songs, I can't remember which one. And he totally played it off like he didn't know what they were talking about. But he told, I don't know if maybe he just didn't want to talk about it or if he really.
That's the game he plays, though.
Yeah, I really don't think that he. Because you can go through, I mean, I've seen videos where they analyze, like, it's playing the song, and at the bottom, it's showing the count.
Yeah, the thing with Maynard is Maynard doesn't want to show you his full hand of cards. Right. He's going to you every card that's in his hand, but he's not going to show you just straight up. Like, did you watch Blood Into Wine?
Yeah, the documentary about him starting the vineyard and stuff.
Great documentary.
Yeah, so, it is.
You know that, like, do you know after Rogan's podcast, Maynard doesn't even ship out wine from his vineyard?
You're shitting me.
Yeah, he used to ship it out, but now you can only get wine by going to his vineyard and purchasing it.
Damn. I mean, I'm not a wine drinker, so that doesn't affect me, but was that because like he got flooded with requests or?
I don't know, but I know that at one point in time you could get it at the Wine and Spirits in Blacklick, Ohio.
Yeah, my fiance's dad said that he had seen it at a couple liquor stores.
You go to any special wine store that specializes in wine, they will tell you multiple people they might not say multiple people, but this is what they told me. A lot of people ask about that wine and we can no longer purchase it. You can only go and get it from the vineyard itself. And like, dude, Maynard Keenan is not a dummy. He said, well, nobody can steal this from the internet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Maynard Keenan doesn't really care that people are like, he is like, there's so, anybody that has a Tool t-shirt that wears them. They're much like a Death Squad fan, man.
Right.
Like, oh, they're very like, I remember I was talking to a guy. I was like, yeah, have you seen Blood and Wine? He's like, yeah, it's a great movie. He's like, actually, I've been out to Jerome and I've actually been to the vineyard, and I was like, whoa. Like, his fans are real fans, man. Like, I had every Tool CD growing up as a kid, man. Like, I'm a Tool fan. I don't even know Maynard was from Ohio, though. Like, I mean, there's a lot of things about, like, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. Like, there's something special about those four states. It's about them that, like, we're not quite East Coast. We're not quite Midwest. You know what I mean? Like, there's something special about us, man. And I don't know, man. It's weird to see, like, there's so much, like, it's getting late, so I might be rambling, but there's so much talent that comes. There's so much, I think a lot of it has to do with, like here's something that's, like, interesting. Like, whenever there's, like, a depression in the economy, the arts always seem to explode. There's always, like, a huge creative outlet. There's always, like, huge creative expression. There's always, like, you look at the blues, you look at stuff like that, you look at bluegrass, like, you look at anything that's, like, bluesy or anything that's, like, super, you know what I'm saying about music, or like, so much stuff that comes from, like, fascism, in a sense, or it comes from, like, people that are suppressed. There's a lot of beautiful things that come from it, because art is, that's mainly all I use Facebook for anymore, is, like, looking at cool art, like anonymous art. Like, there's this cool picture I tweeted out of the guy Forks mask, and then it has a little Joker mask in front of it. It's super fucking cool the way it's done, man. And it's so weird to, I don't know, to be like we are creators. Like, we create content. Like, it's I feel like we use Twitter differently than a lot of people do. Like, I don't even look at people's feeds anymore. Honestly, like, the only person's feed who I look at is Jermanzi's, because I still don't understand who that is or why somebody would want to make fun of me like that. The fuck am I complimented by that? Like, that's crazy. Like, that guy's so funny, and I don't even know who he is, and he wants me to grow a mullet just so I can give him my identity. Dude, fucking Yuck Nasty is calling me right now. Fucking Yuck. Like, no joke. He just called me. Fucking Yuck Nasty. We should go crash his podcast.
I could try and add him. Or is he doing a podcast right now, too?
Try and add him. We could do, like, a multiple podcast. Let's see what happens. This is exciting.
Yuck.
Yuck.
Hi. Hi.
What's up, sweetheart?
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
What's up, fellas?
Not much. Not much.
Podcast. And I was like, fucking Yuck Nasty's calling me.
Yeah.
Fuck, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just kind of we're hanging out, having fun.
Yeah, just sitting here.
What are you guys doing?
We were recording a podcast, and he said you called him, and so I was like, "Well, fuck it, let's see if they'll crash the podcast." And
yeah,
oh, that's cool.
We were just talking about you,
yeah,
Asator. We had this lady over here. Yeah, we put our penises in her throat hole.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah,
yeah.
And that made you think of me. I'm not sure how to feel about that.
Yeah, well, Dogger had a tuning rod, so yeah. That kind of helped.
I mean,
you know, he put it in his. Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. I wish you guys were here. It was great.
Good experience with the tuning rod. I'm glad I could have a good recommendation on that.
Yeah, we did it, and it was fun.
We wanted to call you. We were calling just because we wanted to say, like,
we.
Go fuck yourself, assholes.
Yeah, fuck you.
Go eat your buttholes out with your own
shit. Put a turd in your mouth.
Yeah, with a spork.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. You guys.
Get a tattoo on your bung.
Oh, you guys are so dumb and like.
Hey, I'll give you $5.
$5 for what?
Drew, if you go and fucking get my name tattooed inside your butthole.
That's a little bit intense. I guess I could get it in my butthole, but.
On the inside?
Who's going to see it?
Inside the donut.
Dude, this chick on YouTube was getting it done. And she's like, oh, it feels great.
And the most fucked part was it was a cover-up.
Dude, what's
yeah, right?
It was a cover-up. She had a previous asshole tattoo.
Yep.
And was getting a fucking cover-up.
Yep, it was
that
third.
That was what blew my mind. I mean, it was crazy enough she's getting her asshole tattooed. But the fact that she was getting a prior asshole tattoo covered.
I got to get Mike's name covered up. I don't want anybody else to see it.
I'm just going to put my mom's name there instead.
Dude, I don't think I've ever seen the inside of any asshole, including my own.
I have.
Well, we know you have.
I'm not going to lie. I've gaped a couple out in my day.
You checked him out? You went in there and
no,
you were like...
No, like, dude, have you never fucked a chick in the ass? Like, giving it a proper fucking... When you're done, it's like gaped open, man.
I don't stare at that shit, though.
Yeah.
It's no. Wrecked. And you can see down in there. I really wish that I would have had like a pin light to hold in my mouth to like take a peek down in there and see if I could see the sunrise.
Like a fucking... Go ahead, Jew.
Smells different.
What's that?
I stick my nose in the gape just to see if it smells different.
Oh, I wasn't that brave. It mostly smelled like Astroglide and regret.
You went
Astroglide again.
You went straight to the source, Drew. He's just like, I'm just gonna go in here and see if this is what this odor is coming from. What's that smell? Let me smell inside your asshole. Yep, that's it.
It's not different than my dick.
So he's sniffing his dick, sniffing Acetor's butthole, then sniffing his dick. Hey,
who does?
You took it to the gay realm. Once again, I was referring to anal sex that I'd have with a female. But
you guys let me fucking get in on the fucking two-way.
But
it's a four-way now.
Yeah, whenever Acetor talks to you guys, he can like keep a straight face and be the straight man. I fucking lose it every time. Like, I have to.
I've had these kind of fucked up conversations with my mentally brain damaged friends for years now.
Oh, what are you trying to say, you fucking cocksucker?
I'm saying that you are almost as fucked in the head as some of my best friends.
I don't think your friends appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't think they would like you saying that.
I think they would be cheering. And probably doing a standing ovation if they were to hear that.
There'd be assholes wide open everywhere.
Yeah, yours.
Look at my ass. Check mine out.
Check mine out.
Yeah.
Hey, Drew.
What's mine smell like?
Now, we all already have checked that out. We're like a pack of dogs. We've all checked each other's assholes out on a regular basis. That's how we say hi.
Yeah, sometimes.
That's part of the death squad. Like, you know, we just smell each other's asses.
Oh, hey. Yeah, oh, yeah.
And if you don't, you're not, quote, unquote, true death squad. Let's start that one.
Oh, man, you changed soap, Acetor. Oh, wait a minute.
I just stopped using soap.
Oh.
You smell all death squatty.
Yeah, man. What's up with that stench?
Yeah, that you smell like you got death squatted.
Oh, he had a powerful push up his anus. Yeah, buddy.
Hashtag death squad stank.
Death squad stank.
Dude, I'll never read another Brody Stevens positive push tweet ever again.
Yeah, powerful positive push up your push. Powerful positive push of your anus.
You did good. I'm proud of you.
He seems like he's a pretty nice guy, though. I don't know. Brody might be a sensitive and thoughtful lover. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
I bet he is.
Yeah.
Behind.
He might break out a wiffle ball bat and go ape shit. Who knows? Yeah.
He's probably gapped open some assholes before.
Maybe. I sure hope so.
He likes transvestites, but just not men.
Half men?
I mean, no, he likes transsexuals, not transvestites. Transvestites are men.
Yeah.
So transsexuals are what?
That's when they've had the...
Yeah, I guess when he was in Thailand for Hangover 2, Ladyboy gave him head.
Yeah, that's the story.
I'll tell you what, like, I don't really think that's gay because I heard they give really good head. Maybe
yeah,
just...
and you're in a foreign country, man. I mean, fuck it. And I'm sure that he probably had, like, Bradley Cooper and Galifianakis fucking egging him on. And, you know, if those guys, I'm like Ed Helms, if those guys were all like, man, fucking do it, I'd probably let a lady boy blow me. Just for the story.
You would.
Yeah. I totally would. And fuck the probably.
Yeah, I know, would, right?
Just for the story. I'm not saying I would necessarily enjoy it, even though I probably would.
You would bust in like five fucking, no, in like 2 minutes.
Dude. Probably, man. Those
while you're
those
rubbing
Thai hookers are probably crazy good at it. I don't know.
Quite a few guys that I know that were in the military that, this could be a bullshit story, but I have heard this story where like dudes, they go, they're in other countries and they think that there's chicks. And they start sucking them off, and then they feel a dick on the chick, and they're like, well, this feels good, so they just let them finish.
Yeah, just let it happen. Yeah,
we were talking about that.
Yeah.
I was at a sex club once when I was, like, 19 years old and was, like, in San Francisco, and I was in that motherfucking situation, right? And right when she was about to go and unzip my shit, I fucking grabbed nuts, and I said, fuck that. We ain't doing that bad.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're already getting blown, especially if you're like,
I'd say, fuck, man, fuck
if you're 10 minutes into the blowjob and then you realize, I mean, it's going to be a fucked up story either way.
Yeah.
And then it can just be a fucked up story with no, well, at least I busted a nut. Or you can say, man, hey, at least I got mine.
Dude, that fucked up. But then you bust, and then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, I really just let a dude suck my dick.
Whoa, yeah, what?
That's like that.
What's
that's
going
like
on?
That moment when you're cleaning the nut out of your fleshlight times 100.
Like, would you rather like just be upset that you let a dude finish sucking you off instead of being pissed at the dude for blueballing you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would probably let him finish.
What the hell kind of conversation did I get into here, bro?
Especially if the guy went through enough trouble to fool me.
Yeah. Guys sucking each other off.
Because, I mean, and, you know. Well,
they don't care because it's a guy.
Oh, I never heard that.
Happens all the time in the corner.
Happens all the time. Happens all the time. Happens all the time in the fucking corner. You
motherfuckers in the motherfucking corner. Everybody. What podcast are you guys recording?
Variable.
This is the variable podcast.
Oh, we fucking broke into the variable podcast.
What's up, variable and variable and ites?
Yeah, variable and ites and dykes.
Have you guys been on the podcast yet?
What'd you say?
Have you guys been on the variable podcast yet?
I have. Dogger, fuck.
I have not.
Dogger's too cool for everybody else.
It's not that I'm too cool. It's a damn baby.
He's a snobby.
It's a damn baby.
Dude, I got a damn baby too. What are you talking about?
So you haven't been pod crashed yet, but this is the first pod crashing of In the Corner on your podcast.
Uh oh.
Yeah. And I definitely feel like it was a true crashing.
It's okay.
Do you feel nasty?
Acetor's fucking gay.
Do you feel yucky?
Fucking Acetor.
Fucking Acetor. Fucking Acetor. He's a big ass whore. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, gotta get a butt.
Give me the glass jar.
Yeah, shove it in me.
Tuning rods in my dick, tuning rods in my dick, tuning rods in my dick, and it feels okay, and it's okay. Fucking love the tuning rods.
Okay, I'm going to take a sound clip from this, and that might be the new intro music for this podcast.
I'll tell you what, our theme song that they made for us, I get so many compliments on that. That's a badass fucking theme song, man. Like, random people will tell us.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
It's yuck. Dog, give them some love. Like, I've had one person be like, that's such a fucking badass beat in that opening theme song. That's cool. Like, my dad loves it, man. He fucking thinks it's hilarious when you guys make fun of him, too.
I know, yeah. Hey, fuck you, Mr. Sample, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, a real couple scumbags you got here.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
I mean, what the fuck you kind of parenting you did with these fucks?
I don't know. Headbutts obviously aren't working.
Yeah, man. You got to beat them with the fucking table or a lamp.
That's tattooed ass. You have tattooed head, but not the tattooed ass.
What did you say?
What was that?
An ass. That ass, dude, got the ass.
Ass. That's all I heard.
Description of Yuck Nasty on his Skype account. It says slutty with a check.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it says butt slut. I know you like that tattoo. This chick got butt slut.
I'm not mad at that. Well, I mean, if you see the picture on the top.
Yeah, I know. I mean, right?
I'm not mad at that ass, even if it does have a stupid fucking tattoo on it. I'd give it a slap.
I haven't seen it. Well, what are we talking about?
Did you see
here?
The penis head lady?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And this, all right, this butt slut chick, she is not just a little tattoo. This thing is big. One cheek says big butt, and the other says slut.
That's a lot of ink for one ass.
Hell yeah.
That's all I'm saying. If you want to get mom or a smiley face or whatever on your ass, that's one thing. But
she probably let you gape it open.
Oh, gape her up.
Well, I'm pretty sure since it says butt slut that it's been gaped. It's been gaped like the fucking Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing like a Grand Canyon to get gaped out in, you know? How do you like this feller?
You gotta wait for me to put it up first.
Oh, sorry. Quit making fun of me, bro. I'm not all technologically advanced as you, you fucking alien.
Yeah.
You
I'm
came
not
up.
Sure if we made a wise choice here, Drew.
What were you guys talking about before?
Oh, I was talking goofy, silly, serious shit.
Oh,
yeah, so, like fucking.
I was talking about on the internet, like the like James Gates stuff that they were talking about. I was like, what if like the self code that they found in supposedly Cosmos. What if it's like a tool that we don't understand about the internet? It's like a principle of math that affects our personal lives. Because I've met so many people through the internet that are just like legit motherfuckers. They're like real friends that I can like really tell anything. Not have to worry about them judging me. You know what I mean? Not that I didn't have good friends before, but like just like instant friendship. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I was like, what if that self-correcting code, like it corrects your like your personal life? And it sounds like a silly thing, and there's really no science or anything behind it, but it's kind of fun to think about.
Well, there is you ever heard of the Fibonacci series?
Yeah, that's the start talking about the Fibonacci principle as well. It's like in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all through sound waves.
If anything, I would say that like that self-correcting code and the way that works, if anything, that's like a good, kind of like a good model.
Yeah.
For you to try and live your life by as far as how you interact with other people is like, you know, finding people who are kind of on the same wavelength and have similar goals.
Hey, you like found that. Dogger, man. You fucking tuning around brothers for life.
I never used one.
Liar.
This is what I want to challenge you guys, though.
Uh-oh.
I'm Yakandaga to have a get in the corner party in Green Bay and have a bunch of us fucking go up there. Because somebody lays 5 months on probation. I don't want to say who. And somebody else is going to be able to get his license back here really soon. So.
Well,
yeah, you know what? You know, you got a brother that likes the fucking Packers, hey? And yeah. we got fucking that
Lambeau Field.
Yeah, right. It's right around the corner. Packers, and then
stupid looking jerseys.
Well, that's there you go. You come up here.
Football field that might as well be a goddamn ice rink. It's frozen so often.
Oh yeah,
fucking butt Raiders. Fuck the butt Raiders.
And then you come up here, you put your Raiders shit on, and you go fuck yourself.
I've done it before.
I know you have.
I've done it before, and all I got was weird looks. I would have much more respect for Green Bay if somebody would have beat my ass. But they didn't. Whereas, tell you what, go down to like Redwood Heights or something in Oakland.
You come up here, we'll make sure that you get your ass kicked.
Oh, yeah, no
fucking problem.
I'm sure you have no problems. You're taking fights with people in person.
Hey, Asator, go ahead and go in that room over there in the back. Yeah. We'll see you in about an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One thing you need to remember when you're out in Oakland is if anybody ever tells you to step around the corner, they can talk to you about something, you're about to get mugged.
Yeah, you don't ever step around the fucking corner.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was like a West Coast thing or if that was like an everywhere thing. I haven't heard
you're
that.
You're going to meet some motherfucker, especially on some shady shit to begin with. Oh, man, just step over here out of so no one can see us. Now, motherfucker.
Yeah, so I can break this bottle over your head and take your wallet. I've just never heard
it. Yeah, you know, we some badasses.
I've just never heard it used in the Midwest, so I didn't know if it was like a West Coast thing or.
Drew Sample, me and Drew, we used to rob motherfuckers, yeah. When we used to live in Milwaukee and shit, we used to tell motherfuckers come around the corner, and Drew would whip out his fucking pink dildo, and we
bang him right over the face,
bang him, and then Astor come in, tune and ride him up, and we'd go.
Imagine
Astor is gonna open up a fucking service, right? He's gonna tuning rods.
Instead of like getting your car tuned up, it's gonna be a penis tune up.
Yeah, you're gonna get your junk tuned up.
Get a tune up, get an oil change, full service. We don't do any muffler work.
Oh, you well, what the fuck? Want a cabin open or what?
I know the name of it. I know the name. The name is gonna be Pokes and Prods.
Acetors, Pokes and Prods. Yeah. Then you can even have a little
and
shot.
Pokes.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you can sell glass jars out the front, too.
No.
That's slutty. I like it. It's slutty.
Yeah. It's nasty.
We love it.
It's real nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, come to Green Bay. We'll fucking party.
Yeah.
You fucking assholes. You sure shit.
We're supposed to have that retard Gareth come up here, too, that fucker. We plan it like that, you fucks.
Dude, so Sam's coming to Ohio again. I guess he's going to be in Akron. So he wanted to, like, record with Izzy and us again to, like, promote for his Ohio shows. But apparently he's in, like, Anchorage, Alaska, and he has no service.
That's right. You went to Alaska.
You got to go to Sarah Palin's house, and then you'll get – it's the only place in Alaska that gets reception, you know?
Dude. What did you guys think of that Naughty show without him?
I actually haven't heard it, man. Like, I haven't
heard it.
Oh, it's a funny one. Gareth fucking killed it.
Yeah, Gareth steps up, man. He's a heavy hitter.
Yeah, he was just on this. He was on this podcast that you guys are on now.
No, you're on my podcast.
You're fucking.
Don't get it twisted.
You're on our podcast.
It's like some sort of Twilight Zone where we're both on each other's podcast. Which one do we listen to?
Like, so this audio is going to go up on two different podcasts?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Let's see which one gets more plays.
We got a bonus episode on the Sample Hour, and I'm just going to fucking start recording right now.
Boner!
Shoot, start recording. I got to paint in the morning. Hey.
Yeah, you
got
to go, huh?
We're gonna rip a hole in the fucking space-time continuum if we keep doing this.
I'm on our way. Like, I got to – well, as we all know, I can't drive. Hold on. So she's on her way, and I'm going to start – I gotta help her tear up some carpet because they're selling their house and moving to Youngstown.
Tear up some carpet.
Yeah. Carpet muncher. Thanks for the laughs.
Sorry.
Are you gonna steam clean that carpet?
Was that obvious of a sympathy laugh? I'm sorry.
I feel like I can't be funny around Yuck and Dogga because they're just so fucking funny.
Dude,
like,
shut the fuck up, man. You're funny as fuck, dude.
I'm having a hard time hearing them too, though.
Me? Yeah.
Yeah, your audio, it's been problematic.
One of the cleanest ones is yours, Caleb. Whenever we podcast together, you're fucking perfect. I'll tell you that. Oh my God. Yeah, audio quality? Yeah, no cutting in and out because of Skype.
Is there a setting that I need to change on Skype so it doesn't automatically cut me out and give preference to you guys? Because especially when I record, it starts to get kind of fucked up.
Yeah, exactly. You couldn't hear us much on some spots. Yeah. What you need to do is search for, it's got to be some kind of gate filter. I mean, just search. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I haven't changed any settings on my Skype really other than...
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Shut your fucking mouth.
I'm completely sober right now, ladies and gentlemen.
I was just going to say, like you also have like this, my dream setup of you and Ray Taylor both have my dream setup with the three computers, running the mixer with the sound effect computer and all that stuff. Like, I can't wait to see your stuff. I'm going to go over to Yuck's house and jizz all over his computers because I'm going to get...
Do it. And as you're jizzing on his computer, you look him right in the eye, aggressively.
Yeah. And I'll say, come all over me.
Come all over me.
Come all over me. Come all over me.
Didn't you do a song?
Say it again, Drew. Yeah.
What was that your song?
Yeah, come all over me.
I thought it was.
Come all over me. Come all over me.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably. I had a bitch. I took a sample from a porno. Where this bitch was saying, come all over me, obviously. And I made it into a fucking song. And I got all these, yes, all through the fucking song.
That's bad.
Dude, it's hot because I'll be like,
play it.
I'll play it later. It's all fucked up.
Dude, I saw Eddie Bravo.
But I'll use that come. I'll use that come during the verses. It'll be like, what the demo love? Let's go get her done. Fuck with your boy. I'll make you come. Come. And in the bar, I'll make you come. And in the car, I'll make you come. You know, it's hot. Fuck you.
It's education.
Eddie Bravo retweeted a link a few days ago. And the description just said in the tweet, it was just like the best triangle choke compilation ever. Did anybody else see this? No. Anyway, it was a link to a fucking video that's on World Star Hip Hop. And I'm sure you can find it if you really search. But it's like dudes in porn who are getting their dick sucked.
Yeah.
They just throw the bitch into a triangle choke with their legs. Like, as soon as she deep throats their dick, like, they throw their legs around the back of her head and get it locked in. And then, like, won't let go. It's fucked up. And fucking Harlem Shake is playing in the background.
Harlem Shake.
Yeah. I don't know. It's funny and fucked up and at the
end... It's funny to you, bro, because you're a nutbag.
Nutbag.
Well, yeah, I got problems. And at the end, like, the last chick that they do it to, like, she fucking gets free and fucking starts crying, which I don't know if that was real or not, but...
You were hoping it was real?
I don't care what one way or another, really. it seems to me like if you're going to do that, like... I don't know how porno works, but
yeah, you do.
When they do, like, whenever they're gonna like do sign a contract or whatever to do a scene, do they like have to lay out the specifics of like what's gonna go down? Like, okay, you're gonna take it in the ass, and homeboy's gonna super aggressive throat fuck you. Like, I wonder how that works.
Well, the real thing, the real crazy part about this is the real reason why Caleb.
What happened with you?
Well, the real reason.
How'd your contract go?
Fuck my mom. I gotta go.
I'm just gonna mute this motherfucker here in a second.
My bad,
what
man.
You gonna say, Drew?
Why Caleb knew that Eddie Bravo tweeted out this video was because it was his home videos that he had from back in the day, and he made a compilation of all of his past sex experiences.
I wouldn't be sad if that was a compilation of my past sex experiences because every one of those chicks were really hot.
Hey,
except one of them, I couldn't tell for sure, but it looked like she puked on the dude's dick.
They're all dudes.
All dudes.
I have to say farewell. I got to go help my mom. She's waiting in the parking lot. And
hi, Mom.
She'll be fine.
Dude, I wish I could just say, all right, Mom, take a hike. But I
just lean out there and say, 10 more minutes.
I'm on a podcast talking about shoving stuff up your dick and gaped assholes and fucked up porno.
But anyways, guys, hey, Wes and I got to get in the corner again soon, and we got to have you to crash the sand. What the fuck did you just put a guy with a low kitty down?
Yes, come into the corner. Yes, we go through the sample hour.
Look into my eyes.
I'm going to kill my little motherfucking Cyrus.
That can't be real. That Miley Cyrus tattoo, that can't be real.
Dude, he's
look
got a Miley Cyrus on
look at the poster.
Yeah, dude, I got it.
Yeah, but that tattoo can't be real.
Hey, all right, Drew, tell your mom that we said hi.
Will do. And
thank you,
Acetor!
Thank you for coming on the Variable Podcast, even though shit went sideways whenever we
put
these crazy bastards in.
But pod crashed your ass. All right. Yeah.
I'll let him finish up running the podcast train.
Believe in it.
Thank you, Drew.
Your enzymes heal your chromosomes.
And he cut out.
Shut up. Yuck. You gotta let somebody else talk.
Poor fucking dude. He was already having audio issues. Yeah. His shit was cutting out already because of the internet or something.
He sounded way better when he was having the issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we gotta fuck around sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
All the times.
There.
All the times.
You're in the corner, Caleb.
I think we had 4.5 minutes of not effing around.
Hey.
Ever in the history of your podcast.
What'd you say?
4.5 minutes total ever in the history of podcasting.
Played the song.
Probably.
Was not fucking around.
Hey, did you know Lil Wayne made a motherfucking song for the Naughty Show?
Are you shitting me?
You want me to play it for you?
Play it.
Oh my God, you're going to fucking bust a nut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I've already busted 3 in the last hour.
Gino got good cushion alcohol. Yeah. Sam's got some down bitches he can call. What's that? Vicky's the one who hooks it up for y'all. The one who hooks it up Get with the ball to the day he falls. Ball, ball, get Long with ball. His bitch love him. Yeah. His bitch love him. Yeah. His bitch love him. Yeah. Sam can fuck about no hate as long as his bitch love him. Yeah. His bitch is loud. Yeah. His bitch is loud. Yeah. If you can give a fuck about no nigga, lose her bitch is loud. Real semi fuck these haters. The Illuminati's in power, but we worship it's not Satan. Yeah. Yeah, the bitch love Garrett, but don't mention his haircut, cause he might get embarrassed. That's my nigga. Yeah, the Naughty Show smoking like speed weed is so potent. This show's better than Rogan's. Yeah, I said it. And I say it some more. What other show might get you nailed on the joint studio's floor? Yeah, cause Sam bitches love him, and Sam loves all his bitches. But as soon as Sammy comes, he turns around and pisses, and he leaves puddles on them. Just close your eyes and envision how these assholes are living around all these young honey bitches. You got good cushion alcohol. Sam's got some down bitches he can call. What's that? Vicky's the one who hooks it up for y'all. The one who hooks it up Get with y'all. The ball to the day he falls. Ball, ball, get Long with ball. His bitch love him. Yeah. His bitch love him. Yeah. His bitch love him. Yeah. Sam can fuck about no hate as long as his bitch love him. Yeah. His bitch love him. Yeah. His bitch love him. Yeah. Vicky can fuck about no Sam lost a few good bitches. He met some more bad bitches. And yes, Sam's cool with the niggas. All these celebs want bitches. Kiss his ass if you ain't. We getting ass backstage. Sam lost a few good bitches. Met some more bad bitches. And he be pulling the bitches. He's got a problem with business. So kiss his ass if you ain't. We getting ass backstage. Gino yeah. got good cushion alcohol.
We don't know what happened to Acetor.
Sam's got some down bitches he can call.
It's time to go, bro.
Vicky's the one who hooks it up for y'all. The one who hooks
it up for y'all. Yeah, we out of here.
It's time to rock. We got shit to do.
No, it's a bitch. It's a bitch. It's GetInTheCorner.com.
It's GetInTheCorner.com. GetInTheCorner.com. Go to iTunes.
There you go. Oh, there's Astor.
I was just listening. You fuck about no neck along
with a bitch's lover. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just listening. That's pretty good.
You like that shit?
That's the new one, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
Did you just send it to him?
No, we just started playing it. We just played it for Garrett tonight.
Ah, sweet, sweet. That's badass, man. That's
yeah, you like my fucking Lil Wayne impression?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Only I think you should probably drink about 5 more gallons of scissor on an empty stomach. Have 18 seizures, and
yeah, exactly.
Then it'll be more authentic.
Yeah.
Who knew that fucking promethazine wasn't one of the fucking 5 major food groups?
Huh? Could
Everybody
be
all surprised and shit that dude's having seizures. It's like, yeah, drinking fucking syrup like it's fucking water. That's gonna happen.
I've never had syrup.
Are you shitting me?
I never had syrup.
I personally, I don't fuck with none of that, like any opiates anymore, you know, for obvious reasons. But this popular is the promethazine and codeine, but the liquid hydrocodone syrup, orange flavor, that for me was the shit.
The shit.
Well,
yeah, because you take a nice tall shot glass. Put a little bit of Belvedere, a little bit of Chopin, vodka in there, and then you make a floater.
Dump it up your ass.
No, you make a floater on top with like a teaspoon of fucking syrup. Damn. And we went through a big ass bottle of I don't know if it was Goose or Chopin vodka, and a pint of fucking syrup. Just me and one friend in about 2 hours.
You guys have a problem. You need to talk to
somebody. Yeah, you need to talk to
him. Years and years. I was like fucking 20.
Call Dr. Phil.
He'll help you.
He'll help you.
Fuck Dr. Phil.
He'll tell you, take this drug because they give me money.
Dr. Phil can suck my cock.
Well, we'll end on that, Astor. We got to go.